In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Sure sign that it's Friday when Felix Bunnell joins us for All Over the Map, a quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. And this week, Felix, you are focusing on a tiny piece of land jutting out into the water just north of Tacoma, which holds the historic Browns Point Lighthouse.
Yeah, and it's a distinctive-looking lighthouse. It's not a cylinder. It's more of a tall box shape, sort of an Art Deco concrete tower about 40 feet tall. It was built in 1933. Before that, in 1903, there was a wooden lighthouse. And before that, in 1887, there was what's called a stake light, just a lantern hanging from a pole they'd have to go add fuel to every couple days. Now, it's not clear who Browns Point, you know, with no apostrophe, was named for. Perhaps an early settler. The U.S. Navy called it Point Harris in 1841 for a sailmaker named Alvin Harris, who was part of that expedition that charted the waters around here, but that name didn't stick. Ironically, it was not named for Oscar Brown, even though he was the lighthouse keeper from 1903 to 1939. I think that's 36 years, so don't worry, Dave, you have that guy beat by almost a decade here at Cairo.
Sometimes I feel like I'm manning a lighthouse.
There's a wonderful nonprofit group called the Points Northeast Historical Society. They've been raising money and restoring all the buildings there. They've got a bunch of grants. They have about $40,000 left to raise. The final step is restoring the lighthouse itself, which will include removing the plywood from the windows, replacing the windows, repainting, replacing this cool, ornate cupola that used to be on top. Now, it's still operational and maintained by the Coast Guard. This isn't just some fancy-schmancy toy, right? This is a serious bit of navigational aids here. But it's been automated since 1963. One thing that's sad, there's no foghorn there anymore. It got removed about a decade ago because modern navigation gear made it obsolete. And so I asked Jim Harnish, who's vice president of the Points Northeast Historical Society, if anyone had ever made a recording of that foghorn. You know, I'd love to have some old tape like that. He said no, so I asked him what it used to sound like.
I think it was a traditional, you know, sound, that kind of sound. But
that's pretty good. Do that again. That's a good impersonation. Let me hear that one more time.
Yeah.
So worst case, if it got really foggy, you could go down there yourself and just...
Yes, right. Have a big megaphone. Yeah.
So the grounds are open there to the public even during the pandemic. And one very cool thing, when there isn't a COVID pandemic underway, the very charming lightkeeper's quarters, like this very nice little house, you can rent that as an Airbnb and stay there pretend to be a lighthouse keeper.
All right.
So just
embrace the loneliness.
Yeah, and just a fabulous, gorgeous visual landmark and a really cool part of Northwest history.
Felix Bunnell, all his features at MyNorthwest.com. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Dave.